Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Hello.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me.
I said hello.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
What should you want to know? Don't you?
Good morning, everybody.
About the future. Don't you try to think ahead. Save tomorrow for tomorrow.
Let me get a audio check out there. Can you hear me out there? Can you hear me? Can we hear it? Thank you.
I could give you facts and figures.
Morning, Jazz. It's been a while, so expect this to be extremely loose and troublesome.
Should you want to know why you obsessed with fighting?
Why are you obsessed with fighting?
Times and beat you can't defy.
We're gonna turn on the Skype in a few minutes. You can call me up at therealtimheidecker.com. Just the real Tim Heidecker, I guess. You don't need the .com. Let me cool down your face again, isn't it? Is it hot where you are, folks? Hashtag whatever. Is it hot out there? I don't have much to plug today, but I do want to tell you that the there's some limited number of Inglendale vinyl recordings up on the Tim and Eric web store. So if you go to timanderic.com and click on store, you will be able to purchase the Inglendale vinyl. Some people were asking for it. Sold out of the secretly Canadian website. And so that's cool. And this Friday night, there will be no Decker. There will be no Check It Out because of the holidays. But absolutely, Productions is proud to present the latest dinner in America from Brett Gelman. Dinner in America. Brett Gelman's Dinner in America, which is going to be on at midnight up there on the Adult Swim's TV channel. So that's we saw it the other night. They did a screening here in L.A. That was terrific. And I'm proud of Brett and Jason Walliner. He's one of the greats. They're all great. It's an incredibly provocative. Be organized, be provocative. It's an incredibly organized
special from one of my great friends and one of my collaborators, I should say, Mr. Brett Gelman.
Thanks, Brett, for being a part of the Absolutely Family, and same to you, Jason Wallner.
Brett's out there promoting the heck out of the show. We do appreciate it. We got calls flying in, lots of calls today. I have no agenda. I have just a little bit of free time on my hands this morning, so I figured we'd reconnect. Thanks to all the people that came out to the Southern experience last week, the Southeast, Birmingham, Atlanta, Nashville, Asheville, Charleston, Chapel Hill, I should say, Carrboro. What a wonderful time we had. Just a treat. And I don't know when we're going to go back out again. I don't know when I'm going to go back out again. I can't tell you when that's going to happen. But let's talk to George Burton. George Burton, you're on the office hours. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Brunswick, Canada. It's on the East Coast.
Gotcha. How's it going up there? You got some nice weather?
Yeah, it's a muggy, hot day. It's pretty nice out.
No, I'm happy to hear it.
Yeah. How about L.A.? How's the weather out there?
It's hot. You know, I can't lie to you. It's hot. It's could be worse, though, I think. I think it could be. I was out of town on the week that we got some real bad heat last week. I was not here for that. So anyways, what's going on? How can I help you today?
I've got to say I'm a little nervous talking to you, Tim. Don't talk to many big celebrities here on the East Coast of Canada. And wanted to call in and ask if I were to be having a casual conversation with someone who worked in a production company, what would be the best way for me to try and pitch some ideas to that person?
Let's see. Well, what would be the best way for you to pitch some ideas? I think, you got some videos you've made or anything like that? That's always a good way to show your work.
That's the way. These are like very basic ideas. They haven't really... I haven't committed pen to paper or anything. Oh. I'm looking to pitch it. Like, I just want to know if these ideas hold any weight or if they're any good. Could we get a vote from the office hours crew to see if anyone wants to hear them? Or
Well, how about this? Why don't you pitch one of the ideas? And we will as a group here. How many people are on right now? Let me see. There's a couple hundred people on right now. Why don't we just get a you know, everyone's going to be kind of a dick, you know, because when you're, everyone's just
the internet.
Thumbs down it and angry face it and everything. So I don't know if you really want to go through with that, but you're welcome to. I'll put the clock on. I'll give you 30 seconds to give me your best idea. And, and you know, perhaps it will spark something. It will create momentum here on the office hours in the comment boards. You can then further engage with commenters and see it through. But the floor is yours. It's a very open and understanding office hours today, a very loving, supportive community. And the floor is yours for the next 30 seconds.
Thanks for the opportunity, Tim. My first idea is a TV show, a web comic series or something called The Johnsons. And it's a series of badly drawn penises that explore racial stereotypes. So you would have like the black penis, be a really giant penis with he's good at basketball. The Asian guy would be a little bit smaller. He's really good at math, carries around a calculator. It just follows them in their day-to-day activities, getting into trouble. And
yeah. All right, well, there's a lot of problems with that idea. It's not something that I'd be interested in seeing for sure. Yep. And it would be a hard thing to get actually, you know, approved onto any kind of, you know, television station or, you know, anything that's going to actually generate income for you or, you know, give you the funds to actually produce it. So I'm going to say thumbs down to that idea and maybe go back to the drawing board and start thinking about, ideas that you can actually execute. All right, okay. George.
Yeah. Do I have 10 seconds on the clock for one more?
All right, you got 10 seconds.
Thanks. Okay, so the second one is a reality show about a host trying to get a position in a show called Fishing with Celebrities. So it's not the actual show. Okay.
I zoned out on that one. I was doing something else. But thanks, George. Keep plugging away. Take care.
Have a great day. What?
All right. Let's go to Nikolai. Nikolai Dorian. Hey, Nikolai.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm great.
What's going on?
I'm in Burbank, California. I just stepped outside of work to give you a call.
Yeah, well, we're not too far from each other. I'm here in Glendale myself.
Yeah, lovely town. I just had a quick question for you. I didn't want to start any fights or anything like that, but I'm a young guy. I'm like, in my 20s, and I'm not the biggest Grateful Dead fan, right? But right. I do think they have some good songs.
I agree.
I'm just wondering. Okay, you agree. Yeah, I was just wondering. You know, you've been railing on them a lot, and it's so hilarious. But I was also just like, have you heard any Dark Stars?
Fuck Dark Star. I'll give you this. I'll give you American Beauty as an album. I think there's 6 or 7 really solid songs there, you know. But even that, I feel like, you know, I don't know too much about the group, but I feel like, you know, they're this psychedelic San Francisco party band in the late 60s, you know. And they're just making noise, and they're just kind of like making music to take drugs to, basically, right? And then,
yeah.
And then the band comes out with music from Big Pink, right?
Right.
And the whole Americana sort of country rootsy sound becomes very in and very current, you know.
Yeah.
And what do the Dead do? They put out American Beauty, which to me feels like, you know, good songs. It's not bad. But it's no the band, you know, it doesn't rise to that level for me.
It's definitely true.
Then they followed up with what? Working Man's Dead, which is okay. It's not a terrible follow-up. It's got a couple of good songs, some folky kind of acoustic jams there. And then it just falls completely off the radar. You know, like nothing they do from that point on is at all coherent or memorable.
You know, right? I have to argue with you there just real quick. I think Blues for Allah, I believe from 1975, you should maybe take a look at that one.
Okay. And really, really what I'm focusing on is them as a live act, which I mean, you could look up hours and hours of clips of them as a live act throughout the 30 past years. And, you know, it's just befuddling. I don't understand the appeal in any way of seeing them as a live group. You know?
Yeah. I know.
Look up, the Grateful Dead, Baba O'Reilly. There's like a clip of them doing Baba O'Reilly from like 86 or something. And it's like, those Shreds videos. It's like unbelievable. Anyways, but it's, of course, you know, well, I don't really care too much. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Well, awesome.
I agree. Like I said, I can't throw them out. They can't throw the baby out with the bathwater or whatever it is. They do have a couple of some good songs. You know, we could play Sugar Magnolia on the show all day long. I wouldn't have a problem with it. Okay. All right. Thanks, Nikolai. Get back
thanks
to work.
All
right. Take
all
care.
Right, I will.
Let's talk to Eli. Ooh, so Eli disappeared. Hold on. Oh, Alex Dopp. Alex Dopp. What the hell are you doing? Mowing your lawn?
Oh, wow. What?
What is going on? You mowing your lawn?
I'm literally, I mow lawns commercially, actually. That was the emergency stop and acting.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing? Where are you mowing?
I heard you roast someone for saying they were in Detroit and they weren't in city proper. I'm in Southfield, which is actually north of Detroit.
Fair enough.
Kind of goofy.
How's that grass growing?
Terrible. There's a drought here. They're thinking of banning fireworks. It's so hot.
Oh, man. I think they should ban fireworks anyways.
Yeah, there's a local weatherman here that took his own eye out. My dad likes to say he keeps an eye on the weather.
Oh, God. Well, listen, how's it going otherwise? You're mowing lawns for a living? Summer job?
Being. Yeah, summer job.
How old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
All right. Well, let's start zoning in on what we want to do here.
Oh, I actually know. I
what
was going to ask you, are you interested in circuitry?
Circuitry?
Yeah, like the circuits that are in all the electronics that you use.
No, I have no interest in that. I don't know how anything works.
Yeah, well, neither do I, so that's what I'm going to study.
You're going to go to school for that, like a
electrical engineer?
A DeVry Institute kind of situation?
No, more of like a Massachusetts Institute of tickling or something.
Well, that's all right. That's cool. I mean, listen, we need folks like you know that what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Got to fix my things and my computers and everything and get my audio equipment. How's the sound, by the way? Is sound okay out there, guys? My wife was complaining that my audio was terrible on this show. But
Typical.
I know.
My parents, the way they interact with each other is ridiculous. I'm like, you guys just cut each other some slack. Like, why do you have to be at each other's throats so much? Can't we all just relax?
Yeah. Just treat each other like human beings for a change.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for calling in, and good luck to you in your career. And I hope I can use your services one day. Come out to L.A. You get my 3D printer working. You know, by the time you graduate, there'll be all these 3D printers everywhere.
Yeah, and, or maybe I can get a little bit of a character acting role with, I don't know.
We'll see. All right, take care. Keep trimming those blades.
All right.
Thanks, Alex. Take care. All right, that was Alex Dopp mowing the lawn, having a good time out there. It is summertime. I am vehemently anti-fireworks, folks. I'm anti-fireworks. We have enough fireworks in our own lives and in our own interpersonal dynamics that we don't need a bunch of loud. I'll tell you why I'm against the fireworks. My dog really gets upset with the fireworks. Really, you know, you get the full-on bark attack, barking and diarrhea and just full-on, you know, panic with the fireworks. And we just don't need them anymore. We don't need the fireworks. Okay, we have TV. To watch TV. That's much more dynamic and entertaining than any fireworks. FUD 3.
Well, hello there, Tim Heidecker.
Hello, sir. How are you? What's your name?
Michael Fedorisi.
Hello, and, Michael. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas, and Baja Pristimi to you.
Baja Pristimi to you.
And so, long-time listener, first-time caller. I've got two comments and a question.
Very good. The floor is yours.
First off, I'd like you to thank me for allowing me to finally reach Zone Plane 3. It's been very enlightening, especially the family part and the poetry part.
Congratulations.
It's been very, very deep, very deep. And secondly, I really enjoyed your talk. I wasn't there to hear it, obviously, in person. I found it on the internet about where you got stabbed.
Yeah.
So my question for you is, you know, you've finally given me the courage, and I want to know, how do I go about getting stabbed? You know, I think I've reached that point where I'd like to get stabbed. But
well, if you live in Houston, it shouldn't take you very long. Of course, maybe you'll get shot. At this point, you might get shot. But very insensitive, very inappropriate question. Shame on you. And, you know, you just have to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, I guess.
See, that's the problem, you know. I always have such good luck.
You don't want that shit. You don't want that shit in your life. You don't want anything bad to happen to you unless you're some kind of suicidal maniac. Is that what you want? You want death to come to you?
You're not. I mean, I do admin a meme page, so yeah, probably. I'm probably suicidal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what's keeping you off the bridge, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I've been eyeing for a good one, but they're all too short around here. I mean, Houston is flat, dude. We got rockets, but that's about it.
Well, let me. We do this game every once in a while in office hours. Would you like to predict your death?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
what do you got?
I think I'm going to die in the champagne room. A nice strip club somewhere in Europe. I'm thinking coked up, heroin. Maybe some bath salts. Yeah, lots of drugs and hookers, what I'm feeling.
Okay, good for you. Great talking to the Houston folks. Take care, FUD. All right, that was great. Great to hear. How about Corey? Let's talk to Corey.
What I'm feeling.
Okay, good for you.
Hello?
Great talking to the Houston.
Hi, can you mute your feed, please? Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry about that, Tim.
What's going on?
Nothing. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. This is so cool, and good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
San Francisco, California.
One of the greats.
Oh, you like it here?
No, I'm just being sarcastic. I've gone on record several times with my disdain for the city of San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That sucks. But, you know, I don't know what you're going to do, you know. I got to get out of here.
It's too expensive, right? I mean, it's gone nuts.
I can't afford it. I got to come back to L.A. It's my home.
American. I mean, you guys have this issue where you, when you're speaking, but you're typing at the same time, and you just start saying the words you're typing. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know. I don't understand what he's
saying. So I was saying, I'm saying to you, well, I don't know what I was saying, something about where you live, and I'm typing American Beauty because I want to add it. I want to add it to the playlist today, you know, because if I talk about some music, that just, you know, hey, let's cue it up, right?
Is Ripple on that one? I like that song,
Ripple. Yeah, Ripple's on there. I think the problem that's going to start happening with me is as I rail against this group, the Dead, the more I rail about them, the more I rail on them, the more of a fan I start becoming.
You're gonna fall in love.
I'm starting to fall in love. I think it's
you know you're really in the hole when you start listening to Bruce Hornsby era. Just avoid.
Oh
that
my God! Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Did they do any live hours? See, this is what I mean. I said live hours, and I'm looking at the Office Hours playlist. That's my brain just like prioritizes my speech in order of what I'm doing at that second, which is not very. It's hard to multitask.
There's a live double album from 1990 with Branford Marsalis and Bruce Hornsby, and it's all my friends listened to it in junior high for some reason. It's weird, but I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so your buddy and one of your partners, Greg Turkington, I wanted to ask about because when you started working together, it was like a super special magical thing for me because it was like. My two favorite artists ever were doing stuff together. So I was wondering if you were familiar with his older, like Bay Area, you know, music stuff, and if you were a fan before or not.
No, that's I was all. Only familiar with the Neil Hamburger character, and I am aware now of these other Zip Code Rapists and some other projects. Yeah. I haven't gotten into it, you know. I haven't gone back and explored, but I hear that a lot. That he's, you know, I didn't. There's a whole legend. There's a whole back catalog of stuff that people love.
Is he very difficult to work with?
Absolutely not. No, I would never. First of all, I don't work with anybody that's difficult to work with because I'm the one that's difficult to work with. So we have to find people that are accommodating to my moods and speeds. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I mean,
I'm self-aware of you, Tim.
I'm just kidding. Everybody is great, you know?
Oh, well, thank you for answering my question. I really appreciate it. This is really fun.
Thank you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Make myself.
All right, let's not turn this show into Turn Me On to the Dead. You know what I mean? Like, let's not make this about, like, well, you should check out this one song that I think you might actually like. You know, no one wants to hear that. Least of which me. Right? Here I am playing the Grateful Dead. It's just becoming a Grateful Dead fan forum show, isn't it? Hey, Eli, talk me out of the dead here. Hey, Eli.
Talk you out of the dead?
Well, just change the subject. What's going on? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Van Nuys, California.
Okay, not too far from where I'm standing this very moment.
Not too far, not too far. Now, while I am a huge Dead fan, I'm not going to try to convince you, but I was going to try to talk to you about Ween, and Ween to cover the Dead.
Say that again?
Ween has been known to cover the Dead. Would you listen to Ween covering the Dead?
I guess. You know, I'm not really too interested in hearing anybody cover anything. I mean, sure, I guess. I mean,
Do you think any of your music is any way inspired by those types of 60s psychedelic rock bands or?
I think I'm inspired by the band, which I think inspires a lot of groups. And definitely. Inspired the Grateful Dead,
for sure,
and Dylan and that's kind of all those groups.
What do you think about the whole scandal of them digitally removing Neil Young's cocaine out of his nose from The Last Waltz?
Well, I was telling a friend. I was actually with John Worster the other day in North Carolina. You know John Worster from the Tom Sharpling show. Yeah. We were trading. The Last Waltz stories that we know, and I said they really should be a documentary about that documentary. There's so many good stories.
Yeah, I read Bill Graham's book, Inside Rock and Out. That has some amazing stories because he was like, you know, he put it on and stuff.
The other good book about that experience is Levon Helm's book, which is This Wheel's on Fire. Great, great rock biography or autobiography or memoir or whatever.
What's your favorite song from your new album?
I don't have favorites about anything.
All right. What's the one that you were proudest about writing?
I don't know. I'm proud of it all. I love it. I love my work. I only listen to my work. I only support my own work. Thanks, Eli. I'm going to take another call. Man. Andy Woods is calling in. Andy Woods. Andy?
Yes, Tim there?
Yes, this is him. How are you today?
Hey, Tim. I'm really surprised to be talking to you. I swore that these callers were all Hollywood actors and this was a gag.
Yes, this is not a gag. These are real human beings out there in the world. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
All righty. Beautiful Portland, Oregon.
It's a beautiful city, but I get the sense, this is my question. I wanted to know...
No small talk.
Yeah. No. None of that. I'm too nervous for that. I gotta know if the shit-stained city was
shit-stained city, all the girls are pretty.
Is that in reference to Portland, Oregon? Because I saw that song emerge. It seems like you guys were writing it when you were doing the West Coast tour.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't directly. I mean, listen, maybe maybe sort of in the back of my head. But no, Portland was. We were up in Portland playing Mississippi Studios, and we had a great time there. I had a great experience in that city. It was a beautiful time. You know, I sort of stayed in that area where we were playing. I don't know. Shit-stained city just kind of rolled off the tongue. And it didn't really have any specific connotation to it. So
okay, phew.
Sorry. Yeah. I love Portland and the people. I mean, we had a great audience there, sold out. You know, it's like
yeah, I was there. I saw you there.
What did you think of the show?
I thought it was good. I have to be honest. I struggle with viewing that show that seemed to be, you know, obviously this whole campaign coming out now about this album being sincere, and this is obviously a very sincere Office Hours you're doing. Which I think is strange for people my age in their mid-20s to stomach after, you know, knowing you as the master of tomfoolery.
Yeah.
And some of those songs I can tell you're musically connected to and you really are expressing something real. But then when the next song on the set list is, you know, Yellow River Boys, you got to switch your head back to, you know, parody or satire or whatever it is. And so... I think it's cool though that you're asking your fans to differentiate a little bit in a live show, and you're not, you know, just all seeing nightmarish stuff. And I was also surprised at how real you were in some of the comedy and the stand-up. Like you weren't playing characters or anything. You were just kind of making jokes that maybe one would write, and that's some of the first time I've ever seen you do that. So I really appreciated it.
Well, thanks so much, Andy. Good talking to you. You're welcome to call in anytime. When we're on the Office Hours at this
great
point.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, cheers. Andy. Take care. Cheers. Nice message from Andy. Stephen Bishop is calling. Stephen.
When we're on the Office Hours.
Stephen. Hey. Thanks. I got a little bit of a different thing going on with my voice right now.
Bishop is calling. Stephen.
Yeah. Stephen. I'm here.
Can you mute your stream? Have you not listened before?
No, I haven't listened.
Okay, can you mute the stream?
I think I'm just getting like weird feedback.
Oh, you are?
I'm a while away.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to go then. It was too bad because it's just the audio is not working for us, okay?
Feedback. Oh, you are?
Thank you. Maddie.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Long Island.
Long Island. You don't have an accent. You're just calling from Long Island, but you don't have an accent.
Yeah, I mean, I could turn it on and off.
All right, what's going on?
Not much. I just really wanted to call in and compliment you.
I love compliments.
Yeah. I didn't think you would pick up. This is quite shocking.
Well, are you not ready for this?
No, I'm totally ready. I'm prepared. Yeah. What do you got? Your work has helped me through a lot of rough times. And
let's talk about those rough times.
Yeah, I don't mean to get all serious on you, but it's been a really hard past 2 years on me, and your work, serious or otherwise, has been really inspiring to me, and I just wanted to tell you to keep it up, and thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Maddie. That's very sweet of you. I hope everything's going to be okay with you.
Yeah.
Are you coming out of it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good. Well, you'll always have me to count on, unless something terrible happens to me, which is always within the realm of possibilities, I suppose.
Oh, I hope not. Oh,
well,
my God.
Listen, you have to expect anything to happen at any time. You have to be ready.
I'll be ready.
You have to be vigilant.
Vigilant.
And what do you do for a living? Are you working right now? Are you in school?
Yeah, I'm in school, and I also work at a Buffalo Wing place.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need our wings.
Yes, I'm helping the people get their wings.
Get them wings. And what are you in school for?
I'm I'm just general studies right now. I'm not entirely sure what I want to do yet.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
You got a lot of time, Maddie.
Oh, thanks.
You got a lot of time figuring it out. Don't jump into anything that you're going to regret.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
All right. Take care, Maddie. I'm going to talk to Tim. We got Tim D calling in. It's always nice to talk to Tims. All right. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Good. What's going on, dude? What's going on, my TD? Touchdown boy.
I'm listening to In Glendale, driving through In Glendale.
Oh, you are? You're in Glendale, California right now.
I'm a coffee delivery boy.
Coffee delivery boy.
Yep.
Jeez Louise. Now, can't people get off their ass and get their own damn coffee these days?
You'd hope so, but I deliver them green. It's the big bags, so I have a broken back.
What do you mean you deliver them green?
Before they're roasted, so it's the big sacks of
coffee. Oh, okay. I understand. So you're not delivering people cups of coffee. You're delivering the beans.
Yeah, I got the beans to the roasters.
You got the big beans. And where are your coffee coming in from? Free trade style, or is this sort of slave countries coming in with their coffee?
It's all pure slave, but it's fair organic slavery. So.
Oh, great. And so what company is it?
I work for Bodie Leaf Coffee. It's in Orange, but I'm delivering to Caldy right now in Glendale or Atwater Village.
Caldy Coffee. Yes, I know Caldy Coffee. Yeah, of course.
So I'm heading up over there pretty soon.
What are you taking, the 5?
I'm taking the 60. Well, now I'm on the 5, but I took the 60 into LA today.
Oh man. Well, listen, you're part of the vast complex and thriving American economy as you use our federally funded highways to deliver goods and services. And we appreciate the work you do and know that the coffee you deliver gets us through our mornings. It gets our mind racing. I have a cup of coffee every day, I do. And if it weren't for the stream of commerce that the river of commerce that runs through our great American cities, including Los Angeles, I don't know what would become of us.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Feel very important. I have one question. Can I ask?
Yes.
Any chance that we will see Robert Popper in Bedtime Stories this
Robert
year?
Robert Popper. I want to call Robert Popper. I would love to get him on the phone.
I know. A prank call live might be incredible.
You know, Robert's such a good friend, old friend of mine, and he's doing so well. He's over in England pumping out this Friday night dinner show.
I love it.
That I haven't even seen because I don't know where to watch it. I should watch it, right?
Yeah, I think Amazon has some of the DVDs you can get legally, but it's kind of hard to watch.
Yeah. So, but he's one of my favorite people in the world, and, you know, I don't know if he'll, I don't think, I mean, to answer your question, probably not. Just because, for the sake, you know, he's very busy and all that stuff, and getting somebody over from England is kind of, you know, is hard. But yes, I like to. We've always wanted to do this. I don't know what it would be, some kind of audio book or something where it's the letters of Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. And we would, I would do Ronald Reagan and he would do Margaret Thatcher, and it would really just be for us, you know. But I don't know.
There's some of us that would love it too.
I bet. All right. Thanks, Tim, and drive safe.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Nice folks today. Everyone's calling in with great attitudes. Tom Wilson, let's not hope you are the exception.
Yo.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing, Tim?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Australia.
Oh, my South Australian boy.
I know.
What city?
Just drinking a Dr. Pep, Mount Gambier.
Okay, never been there.
Yeah, I went and watched you in Melbourne a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time.
Oh, it was.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's 3 a.m. here.
Oh, boy. What are you doing up?
I just finished band practice. We were practicing really late.
I'd hate to be your neighbors, Marone.
Oh, no, I have a recording studio. We practice there.
Okay, so you got all soundproof situation going on.
Yeah,
what's the name of your band?
Sick. I play... Do you have X Factor in America?
With a Simon Cowell?
Yeah, that thing. I play drums for the runner-up winner of the X Factor this year.
Whoa! What's his name?
Her name's Louise Adams.
Louise Adams. That's an Australian X Factor?
Yeah.
So she's the runner-up of the Australian X Factor.
That's it.
So, in other words, a nobody.
Hey, say that again.
In other words, a nobody.
Oh, yeah, basically.
I mean, what?
We're struggling, Tim. We're struggling.
I'd love to hear her music because I bet your drumming on it is sublime.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate that.
How can I help you today? Anything specific?
I was just wondering, I'm 23 now, right?
Yeah, okay. That's a terrible, terrible number if you're into numerology, 23. That's.
I know. Jim Carrey told me all about that.
Yeah, what's up? So what's your issue?
Okay, so I started a recording studio. I opened up a couple of years ago, right? And also, obviously, tour with bands and stuff like that. Now, financially, I'm not doing that great. I'm just wondering what time it is. Like, when should you give up on doing, you know, following your dream and, you know, just get like a job doing something boring so you know you can save up and buy a house and all that kind of boring stuff. When is it time?
Well, I'm impressed by the fact that you are at 23 have already bought or have started a company, a recording studio.
Thanks, right? Tim.
That's very impressive. I think the audience would agree that that's like, we 23-year-olds here are still living in their parents' basement, still like going to grad school and wasting their life doing bong hits. And so we're already proud of you for what you've already accomplished.
Thanks, Tim. That means a lot.
I think you should just keep working on it. I mean, if you got you already put some work into this. This is a bad year. Maybe next year will be a bad year. But I think if you feel passionate about doing it and having the space, you should just look into how you can get that company working better. If you want to do that. But I don't really know what you want to do.
I certainly do.
Well, I wouldn't let, I mean, so it's just you're not able to bring in enough business to cover the costs and make a living off of it? Is that what's going on right now?
Well, I'm working a lot because I actually teach drums as well. So I'm doing as much as recording as I can, but to begin with, I bought that much gear to start up the studio.
Yeah, well,
that it's just, you know,
you got to put a lot of money in to get a lot. You got to put a lot in before you get anything out. And we know that. We all know that. But listen, why don't you plug the name of the recording studio here on the air?
All right, it's Bad Animal Productions.
All right, everybody, Bad Animal Productions is looking for your business, and if you're in the South Australian area, looking to make can you handle all kinds of music? Can you do everything?
Kinds of music, Tim.
Get out there and support our friends here on Office Hours. And if you know somebody in the South Australian area looking for needing that services, pass it along. And we'll get this business up and running. I want you to be successful. I want you to be happy. I don't want you to settle. I don't want you to settle for anything less than 100% realization of you and your goals.
Thanks, Tim. That means a lot.
Cheer up and chin up and don't settle for anything, Tom. Goodbye.
I won't.
I'm feeling great today, Rebecca Rose.
I'm feeling great today, Rebecca Rose.
Oh my God.
Can you mute your stream?
I just woke up.
Go Good morning. Welcome. Where are you calling from? I hope the West Coast.
It's actually the East Coast. It's 1:30 p.m.
What the hell are you doing with your life, sleeping?
Obviously nothing.
Tell me you were up late.
I was up late.
What were you doing up late?
Drinking.
Oh, Lord. It's... Well, what's going on with you?
I got home from work late.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm just like very excited to actually be talking to you.
Well, thank you, but I'm disappointed in you. Where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia. I saw you the other night with Neil Hamburger.
Oh, goodness. Did you enjoy yourself? I was going to say, listen, people call in. If you were down south, Solis, call in. Give your reports to the other folks here listening who weren't able to attend. Give us your 30-second summary review of the show.
It was, from my end, it was a lot like, ha, 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 like the whole time.
A lot of laughs.
Yeah, a lot of laughs, a lot of goofs, a lot of spoofs.
Oh, terrific.
A lot of fun.
Well.
And I recommend anyone to just, you know, even if they don't have the money, they should still spend the money and go see you when you do your live shit, because I've seen you twice live, and each time it was great.
No, that's very sweet of you. Thank you very much. Did we get a chance to meet afterwards, or was I...
No, we didn't. I actually had to leave early. But
oh, I see.
I left during Neil Hamburger, but I saw most of his thing, but I left early. But I have a question.
Go ahead.
One of my friends, my boyfriend actually, is going to be interviewing David Lieber Hart, and he doesn't know what to ask him.
Oh, boy. Well, you don't have to ask him much. He'll just start going. And you can probably just set him off with, how are you doing today? And that's probably about as much work as he needs to do for the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So tell him, first of all, you know, be respectful and kind and patient and understanding and inquisitive. And these are all questions that any journalist, these are all, you know, traits or qualities that any journalist should subscribe
Definitely.
To, right? So
yeah.
I would treat him like a human being, and which he is, and you can ask him
anything
under the sun, anything okay. that piques his curiosity, I think will be fair game.
Okay.
That's only my advice.
What would you like to be asked about, like your personal side, your professional side?
I would ask to be left alone.
Okay.
Leave me alone. No. I'm
so do you not like doing live office hours?
No, I loved, as I'm doing this under duress, I'm doing this with a gun to my head. Clearly, I do enjoy it.
Yeah. You're doing it for the fans.
I do not need the favorites question. I don't have favorites. I feel, you know, very sort of, I'd hate to pick one thing over the other when it comes to sort of, you know, what's your favorite band or movie. Those things don't interest me. But if you want to ask me any question, you can. I will not. I don't know if you'll get an answer, but whatever. Listen, I want you to take care of yourself, and I don't like that you're sleeping in this late. I think you got to get up and seize the day. I know it's hot out.
I know. I don't do this every day. I don't drink every night. I got home from work late last night, and so that's why I didn't go to bed till late, because I had some drinks after work.
Listen, we all have our time and we have too much fun, and
yeah.
I'm certainly capable of getting into that. But you know what, since I've been very young, since I've been in my 30s or 20s or so, I guess, I no matter what happens the night before, I am up real early no matter what. And that's not necessarily a good thing. It's just how I am. If when the sun comes up, I get up. And even with the, you know, on the tour we did, you know, we'd be out late because the shows would go late and everything. And I'd do those blackout curtains where I'd close the curtain so the sunlight wouldn't come through. But mm-hmm. even a little crack there, light would come in and I'd wake up. So I'd just be exhausted all day.
You know, yeah,
that's how it goes.
Sleep's important, but
it
no,
really
I don't
is.
Like sleeping in all day. Like I really don't. I used to be an early bird,
yeah.
and I am some days. Like my work schedule is just very weird. But
all right,
I don't like sleeping all day.
Where you have a waitress job or something? A night job?
I'm a hostess and a receptionist.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
a lot of human interaction. A lot of
yeah.
How are people these days?
Okay.
Could be better.
Know. Some are good, some are not.
Hey, that's life. All right, Rebecca, get up, take a shower, take a run.
Okay, I will.
All right, get some fresh air. See ya.
Okay. Bye.
Take some Advil. My God. Scott Stark from the Game of Thrones. Scott Stark from the Game of Thrones.
Yes. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Good, good, good.
So I love all your shows, of course. You've always been like my favorite comedian.
Thank you.
And on cinema, it's personally my favorite.
Thank you.
And it actually inspired me to make my own show that's similar. But my question is, how often do you have to like reshoot when you end up laughing with Greg?
I think we're getting better at it, but you know, we would just you know, we might crack up and then we'd start over, back it up a little bit, and
our
hats go off eternally to our editors who have to sift through all that crap and find the good stuff.
And
a man named Sasha Stanton Craven, believe it or not, great name. He has been with us since the beginning. He gets the rhythm. He gets the comedy. He is a big part of why you like the show, and he should be acknowledged and thanked. So thank you to him. Where are my Brits at? I want to talk. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah,
nice to
talk
to you. Where are my Brits at? I want to talk to you guys about what's going on in your weird country. It's hard to tell where anyone's from. I'm going to just try Alex.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Sound American
to me. Yeah, can you hear me?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boston.
Bye-bye. See, I'm just going to start going through. I'll call. You can call back, but I'm just going through looking for my Brits. Ben?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Where are you calling from, Ben?
I'm calling from Boston.
Let's get hopefully entertaining. Hopefully.
I'm calling from Michigan.
Fuck
and
you.
I live in a
calling from. Sorry, everybody. I'm cycling through. I want to get a Brit on the phone. Joe?
Hey.
Hey, Joe. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Glendale.
Go to hell. I'm trying to find, no offense, everybody. I am trying to get a hold of my Brits. John Nicholas.
No offense, everybody.
John?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm actually from Cincinnati.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I wanted to.
Goodbye. Let's keep going. Wesley Toledo.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Tim. I'm calling from London.
Oh, yeah, you are?
Of course I am, yes.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Well, this sounds terrific. What part, actually?
Calling from Essex, London right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you said London.
Yeah, sorry. Just got it mixed up. How are you doing tonight?
Good. So tell me a little bit about what's going on over there in England, your reaction to it. Where did you vote, and where are you sitting on that issue?
Well, I voted to stay in the EU. I think it's a terrible, terrible idea what we've done.
All right, Wesley. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Seb. That sounds, Seb? Where are you calling from, Seb?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, I'm from Mount Vernon, New York, right outside the city.
Okay, sorry. I'm looking for Brits. We'll talk to you later.
Well, I could be British for you.
No, these British accents are really killing me. They're really funny. Johnny Lamb, I've already spoken with you, Johnny. I know where you're from. Alex Juno. Alex?
Holy shit!
Oh, shit!
Lamb, I've already spoken with you.
What's up?
Hey! Hi, what's up? Yeah, sorry, I called you all the time on your Decker stream, and I never got an answer, and I'm just really shocked right now. I've been calling you all morning.
Okay, well, listen, I'm trying to talk to Brits. I'm going to let you pass through. I'm asking my Brits to call in, but how can I help you? Real quick.
Oh, I just wanted to know what was going on. I got fired from my job this morning. And,
yeah, what's going on with that?
I don't know, some stupid reason. I just, they didn't have dead too many people or something, yeah.
All right, well, sorry to hear that. Good luck. There's somebody named Simon. I think he's got to be British, right?
Yeah, Simon's usually a British name. Yeah,
He just disappeared. What about Ben Sayer? Ben Sayer, that doesn't sound
Ben
too
Sayer?
British. How about...
Before you get a British car, I just have a question. Should we expect any new Dakar music this year?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
A new song is coming, okay?
All right, cool.
Tyler, are you from England?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, how's it going? Where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
I gotta go.
No.
Sorry, Tyler. I'm just, you know, you guys have listened to this before. We usually get some folks calling in from all over the place, and it's just very American right now. I'm very annoyed with you. Blair, please, Blair.
I'm just, you know, you guys have listened to this before.
Blair, mute your feed, please.
Hello, Tim.
Uh-huh.
Tim, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Liverpool.
No, you're not.
Oh, Tim, come on. Come off it.
It's not bad. I think it's better than that last guy.
Well, thank you. Even if you're going to hang up on me, I got one question for you. Okay. I wanted to ask you for a very long time.
What is it? Drop the accent. We'll talk.
All right. Sorry. Will we ever see Rock and Roll Gary making another appearance?
Yeah, I he's got a long career ahead of him, I'm sure. I love my Gary.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'll
always
do
it with Doug, though. That's my boy. I got to keep it with Doug's world. And
oh, yeah, I hear you.
All right. Take care. Thanks. I got Tim. I have a question for you, my boy.
Hi, Tim.
How's it going? Where are you calling from?
Vancouver, BC.
All right. Fair enough. What's up?
The beautiful town. It does have British in the name, British Columbia.
I understand. So you are a member of the kingdom, sort of.
Well, we left the European Union years ago, but pre-Britain.
Well, you're not even in Europe, so what's your question?
Right. So I'm not trying to plug anything here, but...
But you are.
I do have a question relating to a project I'm working on.
Okay.
So I'm working on a sitcom with my friend, and we wrote it 2 years ago. Filmed it last summer, and then...
Oh, sorry, one sec. Ben Sayer, call in. Like, just call in, and we can talk. Someone commenting. He says he's from England. He wants to talk.
Oh,
but go
okay.
ahead. And you got to speed this up. There's yeah. Ben Sayer. Okay, hold
sorry,
on. Sorry. Thanks very much. Good luck to you. Ben?
Talk. Sorry, someone...
Hello?
Hello, Ben. How are you? I thought that was... I had a suspicion Hi. That you were calling in from the UK, but... How can we verify... First of all, you should know by now to mute your feed.
Yeah, I've done that.
So you sound like legitimate. You sound fairly legitimate. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from just below London.
Okay, what is there a town there that we can refer to? Or
Reading.
Okay, that sounds fishy.
The festival. Yeah, the festival. You know,
oh, yes.
Festival.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I'll buy that. So you live in the festival town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When does that festival kick in? When is that?
End of August.
Okay, so it's coming up.
It is indeed, yeah.
So what's your take on this? Give me your... I really haven't had a chance to talk to too many people. Where are you on this?
Oh, darn. I've had enough. I'm so fed up.
Well, I mean, what do you think? Were you disappointed that the thing happened, or you don't care?
I'm really disappointed, Tim. It's not nice.
You were happy with the way things were.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong, really.
Yeah. And did you feel that it was just sort of a overreaction, a xenophobic, all these things you hear about people, these, you know, you see all these kind of old, white, angry looking, like, you know, they look like characters from a Benny Hill sketch or something who are just really mad about how their, you know, the fish and chips place it got replaced with a Indian food restaurant. That's it, right? Is that all it is?
That's precise.
So what's going to happen? You got your Boris Johnson saying that he's not going to run, and everyone's mad because this guy's the guy that talked everybody into it. Now he's sort of wiping his hands, and it's just a mess.
It's just everything's going wrong.
Your money's worthless?
Yeah. All my family hate me.
Your family hates you? Why? Because they're for it?
Mm.
They voted to exit, to leave.
Yeah.
And you're like, but you're the future, right?
I am. I'd like to think of myself as the future.
Do you feel like you need to get out? Like, it's like, this is getting a little nuts. I got to get out of this place.
Yeah, but I don't really know where to go.
So what do you do? What's your life like?
I'm going to my final year of university.
Oh, man. So do you got a lot of life ahead of you. You don't even know what you're going to do yet.
I'm scared.
You should be fucking trembling.
I am. I'm shaking now.
Well, we're here to support you. I think the Office Hours family is ready to have your back no matter what you do.
I would appreciate it a lot.
All right. Well, thank you for your perspective. I'm sorry things are not working out well for you and your country.
That's fine.
We'll always be friends. We'll always support you.
I think the UK needs a little bit of Jack Decker, if you know what I mean.
I think we need a double decker. You know what I'm saying out there?
Yeah.
We've been talking about doing a double decker episode for years. I don't know when we're going to do it. But have you been able to see the new season over there in England? I know everyone's upset about it.
That's what I wanted to ask, actually. Is there any way I can watch it?
Well, I'm very annoyed by this. I don't know. I've gotten varying reports about if you change your... You can buy it on iTunes if you change your location. And it's upsetting. I don't make these decisions. Adult Swim is really... It's even beyond their control. They have weird agreements with every different country. So some... I know if you're in Australia, I think it's coming to your TV soon. Via some kind of app, but if you're in, I think the English, whoever's running things over there is just not doing a good job.
They're scared as well.
So they don't, I tell you folks, if you want to go, if you're in England, you know, and you want to go on and to see it, I want you to be able to, you know, experience it like everybody here in the States and elsewhere are able to. So, that's all I can say. It's doing well here. People are responding well to it and we're happy with it. Hopefully going to make more, and we just got to get better trade agreements.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Thank you for your continued support.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Nice kid. Wish him the best. David Barman. David. David's not on the line.
This is David Barman. Hello.
Hey, David. How are you? Yeah. Good. How are you?
Hooray!
What's going on, man?
Hello?
Yeah. What's going on?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just am coming back from the Columbia River Gorge, and I have a
beautiful
full of delicious Columbia River Spring Chinook salmon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That sounds great. I live salmon. I live that whole scene. Yeah. What's going on?
So in Portland, most people come to Portland and they don't realize that the Columbia River was at one time the largest salmon fishery in the world and has some of the best salmon that you can eat.
Sure.
So I got a whole bunch and I'm getting some for some friends.
Now, well, let me get this straight. They put in a big they dammed up that whole river. And that's causing trouble with the salmon, right?
Yes, it is. There's a lot of different things going on. You've got the dams. There's also been a lot of deforestation over the last 150 years. Actually, the salmon run was first overfished in the 1890s. In like 1896, the run was cut in half. There's some historical documents.
Through overfishing or what?
That was a lot, like over 100 years ago, yes. Yeah. So for about 25 years, like actually canning fish was developed on the west coast of the United States. And so they overfished the Columbia, and there was like a year where the amount of cans that were packed like dropped in half in 1 year. And then the dams were put in the 40s.
Yeah, 30s, 40s. You had the Grand Coulee Dam.
The first dam to go in was Bonneville Dam, which was a part of the, you know, the, whatever they call it, the New World. And 40s, you know, they like put people back to work and they put this dam in. So the Columbia River has a pretty fast rate of water movement. I'm not using the right terms there, but because the water, the river has a pretty steep drop. So that actually makes it have pretty good, it's pretty good candidate for hydropower.
Sure.
So they dammed up the river.
Well, that's how you get. Sorry,
last minute. What's that?
I was just going to add to that. That's how we. There's an argument to be made that that's how we won the Second World War. The Grand Coulee Dam was put in place, which generated enough electricity to build the style of plants to produce planes at an extraordinary amount that the Nazis couldn't compete with, could not match.
Well, you're talking about the aluminum industry, which was a boom industry.
The aluminum industry, which made the plane, which went ahead and was used on the planes, which made for better planes, more planes. The air power that we added to the war couldn't be matched, and we won the war. So direct result from the dam.
Those old factories, the remnants of them are still kind of placed along the river. I think it was Reynolds Aluminum was one of the main companies, and they're like some of their old facilities are still there, and there's mounds of some kind of ore, piles of stuff, I think, that they actually wow. used to produce the aluminum, which is and it's kind of a really fascinating thing. And there's also there's a whole issue with like native people, and there used to be Celilo Falls, which was the longest inhabited spot in North yeah. America by people, and that was put underwater in 1957 when the Dalles Dam was they pulled the lever. And actually Richard Nixon was, who at the time was vice president, came to the Dalles, which is upriver from Portland, about an hour and a half, and pulled the lever, and
flooded out these,
all these falls went underwater in like 6 hours, and it was like the one of the most important places for Indian people. In
flooded
North
out a
America.
Whole village, or so, like a whole community just flooded out.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. It actually wasn't where the people didn't live on the lived like on the falls. They were back from.
Oh shoot! I think David unfortunately somehow put me on hold in mid sentence. Probably touched his phone. I like that. This is a great conversation. By this, while David has put me on hold, I'm fascinated by it. So many different varied interests I have. This is just one of them. David, I don't know what happened there. He's probably just still rambling on. He's. Let me talk to Ron Baldwin here. Hey, Ronnie boy.
Fascinated by it.
Hey,
so
Ron.
Many different varied interests I
Ron?
Have.
Ron.
Tim,
hey, me,
how are you?
Good. Are you listening to my fascinating conversation about the Columbia River?
I am, and I found it quite fascinating. At first, it started out, I wasn't sure where everything was going, but...
But now, I like these. If you're an expert on something, call in and talk to us, because I think there's a lot of learning that can be had here at the office hours.
It's sort of like... Like a little mini lecture.
Yeah, and that's right. We can talk about our old lectures back in the day, but this guy, David, seemed very confident in his knowledge and almost seemed like he knew what he was going to do when he called in. He was just going to start.
He was just going to go for it. And in fact, I thought you were sort of like going to start goofing. You're sort of goofing on him.
That's right. We can talk
I did start
that.
Goofing on him, and then I decided very
David
quickly.
Very confident.
Sorry, there's a feedback like, loop happening here, Ron.
He called in.
I know, but it's not.
He was just going to go for it.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so something was going on there. But, yes, I was goofing on for about 10 seconds, and then I pulled back. You heard me sort of change my entire persona. I just backed off. I said, wow, this guy's actually coming to the table with something interesting.
Yeah, I hope he calls back in. Listen, I got to tell you, I'm also pleased to have heard a couple of women calling in.
Yeah, we get the, you know, I'd say about 20% women calling in. I try to pick up on the girls because they're, I always, first of all, I like their energy, and you know, there's a lot of dudes calling in. That's just par for the course. But yes, it's always nice to hear from the ladies.
Yeah, it is nice, and I've wondered about that on office hours before, because I usually hear just men.
No, I'd say, like I said, about 20% women call in, and we love hearing from them. Now, Ron, I'm to understand, last week you were making a little bit of history. You were actually in the nation's capital. You were present for the sit-in that happened at the U.S. representatives.
I was.
Can you give us a little? Since we're learning stuff today, we learned about the Columbia River. Why don't you give us a little insight into that experience?
Well, I happened to be in the Capitol building for a meeting with a congressperson in the Rayburn Room, which is the little room, which is the room right next to the floor where congresspeople come out to take meetings between votes. And I just happened to be walking past the entrance to the floor when all the Democrats, this was in the morning, right, when they started the sit-in,
okay.
All the Democrats came marching out and they were saying, we're going to do a sit-in. This is bullshit.
They didn't say this is bullshit.
They didn't use that word, but they were angry.
Yeah.
And they had just decided that they were going to do the sit-in, so that was pretty exciting. I got to say, it was pretty exciting. It felt like, you know, being right in the middle of the action there.
Right.
So then later at night, after the sit-in had been going on for a while, I went to the outside the Capitol building, and there were hundreds of protesters out there.
Protesters?
Yes.
Protesting the sit-in or?
No, protesting the fact that there wasn't going to be, they were in support of the sit-in. The protesters were in support of the sit-in.
Okay. They were supporters of the sit-in.
They were supporters of the sit-in. They were protesting the fact that the Republicans weren't going to have a vote on gun legislation.
Gotcha.
And so I joined them, and then Representative Lewis came out.
Oh, very famous, yeah.
Yeah, he was the one who sort of kicked
That's what I'm into. I'm into fame. I wanted to hear about famous people.
Well, Nancy Pelosi came out.
Very famous.
Those were the two most famous people. That's really what I got for you on the fame.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
For the info and the intel, and I'll be seeing you soon, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Good Ron. Show. Aja, speaking of women, we got Aja Hale.
Hi.
Hello, Aja. How are you?
Very good.
Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. What town is in the Minnesota?
It's 1 p.m.
Oh, what time is it? Yes. What town?
Woodbury.
Woodbury, Minnesota. And you seem like a youngin'.
Yeah.
How old are you?
13.
13! 13 years old. Well, welcome to the teens. This is a big year for you.
Yeah.
And what's going on with you? You got summer break?
Yeah.
And how's life treating you?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Are you familiar? Are you a fan of my TV shows and stuff?
Yes. All I do is watch, check it out, review, awesome show.
Oh, boy. So you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Do you have friends? Do you have a lot of friends?
Yeah.
And are they into
it? I don't know. They just think it's kind of weird.
Do you feel like this is a phase you're just going through?
No.
No, you're committed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I either want to animate or do comedy.
You're into the comedy scene. What do your parents think of this?
They think that my brother and I are really funny.
Yeah, I bet you are. Do you got any good jokes?
No.
Nah, jokes are old-fashioned, right?
Yeah.
What do your folks do?
My mom's a makeup artist, and my dad does music stuff.
Oh, so they're like cool, hip parents.
I guess.
You don't think they're cool, though?
Not really.
No, is your brother older than you?
Yeah.
Are you a girl or a boy?
I'm a girl.
Okay. And is your brother's older, so did he turn you on to all this crap?
Yeah, and he was actually at a show, and he was on stage.
Oh, really?
With the wedding or whatever.
Oh, yes, the Steve Brohl, Jan Schuyler wedding from the tour last year. You were not able to go. You were too young.
I couldn't go. Sadly.
Well, we'll be doing this for many years. I'm sure there'll be an opportunity where you can come see us. I love Minneapolis. Are you close to Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Okay, so when your big show comes through town, that's where you'd go, to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do this summer?
I don't know.
You got to keep busy.
Yeah.
You got no trips planned? What are you just going to do? Sit around and watch our dumb TV shows?
Yes.
Oh boy. Well, how do you watch it? Do you watch it on, just curious, you know, you can be honest.
I watch it on cable.
Yeah. What about Decker? You watching Decker?
Yes.
You like Decker?
I love it.
Oh, you like it all?
Yes.
Is there anything you've seen of ours that you just can't stand?
Not really.
Well, that's good. This sounds like a lifer. I'm going to give you an award. Are you ready for the award?
Yes.
You are now officially the number one Tim and Eric fan in the history of the world.
Woo!
Okay? And it's a lifelong appointment. It cannot be debated, changed, it's yours for life.
Cool.
So you can tell all your friends that, and it's been deemed you are now the number one Tim and Eric fan of all time in the world, is the official title.
Yes.
And there'll be a free t-shirt coming along with that in the near future. Okay. So if you'll go to the Facebook page, send me a private message and just let me know how we can reach you, how we can send you a free t-shirt, and we'll get that out to you promptly.
Wow, so
congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I do want you to remember that your future is ahead of you and there's nothing but brightness and glory ahead. And as long as you respect your new title as the number one Tim and Eric fan in the entire world and treat other fans and other people with respect and grace, and don't flaunt it. Don't be obnoxious about it. You will thrive and you will prosper. And
all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And listen, give your brother a hug and tell him thank you for exposing our work to you, and tell your parents that I appreciate them and they're raising a wonderful young girl.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
I love these kids. You know, I feel like kids give me hope. They inspire me. And it's so nice to talk to these kids as opposed to these, you know, like these grumps that call in. I wonder if there's any more grumps I got to deal with today. Street or pizza? Straight.
These, you know, like these.
Straight.
Hey, what up?
What up, dude?
How you doing? I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Terrible connection, but I'll entertain you for a minute. What's going on?
I was curious. I just had a quick question. Have you ever seen the movie Reflections of Evil starring Damon Packard?
The answer to that question is no. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And, you know, sounds like a cool movie. Excuse me. Let's go to Ross. Ross J. Watson.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
All right. Good. Where are you calling from?
I've called in once before. I'm calling from Edinburgh, Scotland.
Oh, yes. It's nice to hear from you. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just working away here from home.
Oh, working enough. From home. Beautiful. And yeah. What do? You do computer stuff?
Yeah, just like Google AdWords, stuff like that.
Good
just
what?
Like helping real estate investors with like Google Ads.
Okay.
It's pretty boring.
And are you guys going to be leaving the United Kingdom anytime soon?
What was that?
Are you guys going to be leaving the United Kingdom anytime soon?
I don't think it's going to happen
really?
At the moment, but their tensions are certainly high, and hope is very low for the youth.
Did you vote to leave or stay?
I wanted to stay.
Yeah, it seems like everybody that's going to be calling in here at least voted to stay.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a universal thing with most of the youth.
Yeah.
And there's this whole thing going on at the moment about how, like, the old are deciding the youth's future and all that kind of stuff.
Can I say, you know what, like, you know, all respect to our elders, you know, but...
Exactly,
Let me say this. It seems like, from my perspective... All due respect to our elders. If you're like 80 years old or something, if you're like, you know, entering your twilight, I don't think you should be eligible to vote for this fucking thing. Cause it's like, whatever happens is gonna not affect you. It's not.
If you voted back right? in the day, you already decided many a time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, your vote is like, well, I'm going to be dead, so you can vote. It's not. It hardly affects you. These decisions these people are making, it sounds like, are long-term future. Decisions on the direction of your country.
Yeah.
So
especially when that demographic swung that thing.
Exactly. So shame on you, Grandpa. And I think he deserves a kick in the shins if you see him.
But I must say on my end, I have very open-minded grandparents and they're very open to conversation, and I've actually managed to talk them around to a lot of stuff, so that's cool.
Oh, that's good. Well, do you have anything, any questions, anything specific, or is it just a call in to say hi?
Yeah, I just want to give you an update on my listening experience with the record, man. It's great.
Okay, yeah, we want to get a quick review for folks?
If you're expecting full-on comedy, then you're not going to get what you expected, but it's very, very humorous. But first and foremost, it's just a great rock record, and a lot of tinges of singer-songwriters of old.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I think that's a great review. I think that's...
Yeah, actually, I picked it up from my dad. He overheard a little bit of me listening to it, and he immediately thought it was Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love Bruce. I really do.
So, yeah, I can definitely tell there's a lot of that flowing through it as well. But, yeah, it's great. I'm going to pick it up myself on vinyl. But
if you
want to
get the vinyl, it's available at the Tim and Eric store. You can pick up that direct from the store. That's coming from my personal stash. So
I will have a look on there at the moment.
All right. Thanks, Ross, and good talking to you. And be safe, and I hope everything works out for the best for you and your country. I do love Edinburgh. It's a beautiful city. I got to spend a few days there, back in my youth in the 90s. And I'd love to go back. Maybe you could show me around, all right?
Yeah, sweet. I'm jumping around to Pennsylvania on the 11th of July.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my first experience in America for quite a while.
Oh, have fun.
That'll be fun.
All right, take care.
See ya.
I'm going to go to John Hine. I'm John Hine?
Pennsylvania on the 11th of
Hello,
July.
John Hine.
Okay.
So, yeah.
John Hine, can you mute your stream?
Yeah, for quite a while.
Hey there.
John, how are you?
Very well. How's it going?
It's good. This is not John Hine from the Howard Stern Show.
This is not John Hine from the Howard Stern Show, although we both went to the same school and both live in the same city.
And is this your real name?
This is my real name.
That is so. Well, does he know about you? Is he aware of your this sort of weird parallel life that's going on there?
I think so, because I'm not in the exact same industry as him, but I think he's been. I've seen maybe tweets or something that have been forwarded to him about myself. Yeah.
All right. So what's going on?
Well, I had a question for you. I remember I was on the I was in your office hours a couple weeks ago, and you were doing a lot of bans. Banning a lot of people.
Banning people. From the office hours?
In the office hours, you were banning a lot of people from watching Decker.
Oh, yes. I was doing that. That was the On Cinema Town Hall, I believe I was doing that with. But
Okay, yes, the Town Hall, that's right.
I've lifted the ban.
Yeah, you were banning a lot of people from that. I was wondering if you think that, you know, it's great that all these people get to see Decker now that it's on Adult Swim, it's on cable. Do you think there's a point that it could be too big?
Can never be too big. You know, it's interesting. I think we know, this is just me talking, you know, it's not, just the office hours is the unvarnished, unscripted Tim Heidecker, himself, not some kind of abstraction character version. We know making that show that there is going to be a segment of the people watching that just kind of breezily watch it. It's on and it's kind of fun to look at and it's kind of stupid and funny and, you know, it's just kind of that sort of Adult Swim thing where it's just on, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't know what's going on. They don't know that, you know, underneath there's layers and layers and layers of stuff going on connected to On Cinema and previous seasons and everything. So it actually, surprisingly, you know, I don't really get too in the weeds with like the ratings and the numbers and stuff. But if you look at it, it's like the show does very well. It has done very well the past 2 weeks. It's, you know, if you compare it to, for example, like, you know, James Corden or, you know, those late night talk shows, it beats those shows. And I can tell you that the budgets of our shows are microscopic.
A fraction, I'm
compared.
Sure.
So I do think there is there is going to be your casual viewership, and there's people that just kind of treat it on a base level that we know is going to be okay. You know, like there's people that are just like, hey, I love Decker. It's really kind of a funny little satire about, you know, rampant patriotism or whatever, you know, and that's cool too. And but really, we're making the show for those On Cinema heads and the freaks that have been following us for years now, and that we're trying to serve everybody at the same time, and hopefully that works. So it's still never going to be a big deal. It's still never going to be a thing that kind of gets too big for its britches, if you know what I mean. So I think it's great. It gives us the ability to make more. That's nice. To keep making stuff, keep being creative, and it's good for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. I just want to say a couple things here, comment. I do think you guys are doing a great job, you and Greg. It's a very fun, interactive thing with the town halls and the kind of the mesh between On Cinema. I think it's pretty creative and cool. And the other thing is I went to your show at Other Music, your in-store there, and that was a blast. So you did a great job.
Thanks so much, John. All right, yeah. I'll talk to you later. We got 15 more minutes left today, and then I'm going to sign off and get back to my day. We've got some calls. A lot of nice-looking people calling in today. I'll go with Grum. Grum! Hello, Grum? Grum? Ew. What's that about? He hung up. That's what his big his big gag of the day was, to call in and chew and hang up. That's not the best gag. Zach?
Tim.
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fair enough. Did you come see us on our little trip last week?
You know what? I was working. I was so close to sicking out because I'm such a big fan. But it didn't pan out, and I have regrets.
Well, it's too bad.
Yeah, it is. So I wanted to call and ask you some questions about one of my favorite projects you have, On Cinema.
Okay, okay, let's talk.
Well, I watch them usually before I go to bed. There's something about the chit-chat between you and Greg that really calms my busy mind sometimes.
This is the Oscar special or just On Cinema?
Well, actually, either or. But the four-hour Oscar special particularly. So I just want to know how much of that is improvised, what kind of structure you have to it before you actually start, or is it just kind of you have a few key talking points and then the rest is filled in as you go?
Yes, we have a fair amount of structural understanding of what's going to happen that night and segments plotted out. And a general theme, a general direction we want the show to go in. We kind of know how it's going to begin and end and sort of what we want to accomplish throughout the night. But then that kind of just gets, locked in with some, our director who knows what's going on and our cards, big cue cards and stuff that let us know where we're at. And there's a nice little sort of infrastructure going on there of people, couple people in the control room throwing up the pictures and, making it feel, it's a professional kind of thing. But then I just let it go. I just throw it all away and drink and really let that part of my brain take over for the night. And it's really great. It's really fun because I know that there's a true support system in place to make it all work. And that's sort of what we've found to be successful about it. I don't want to pretend to be inebriated or anything. That's never fun. That never works. So I just say, let's just go for this, and I know I'll be okay. I know how to control it to some degree, but that's generally what happens.
So when you're throwing down the champagne, you're actually going through a couple bottles during the night?
I think there's a little bit of probably a little bit of deception there, but for the most part, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And
one last question, if I may.
Please.
Yeah, so with the new season of Decker, you've really kind of vamped up the production value, it looks like. Does that mean in the next On Cinema Oscar special, we're going to see Tom Cruise Jr. make an appearance again, perhaps, for a longer period of time and even more realistic?
That's thank you for that idea. We haven't really started talking about the Oscar special yet. But that will certainly be on our board to figure out how he plays into the next special.
Wonderful. He's in my prayers, as are you.
All right, thanks, Zach, for calling.
Thank you.
A few more calls here, and then we'll take a take off for the day. George Burton, thank you for calling in. George?
Hey, Tim. I'm just calling back. I kind of rehashed the idea we talked about earlier in the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still working on that. Okay. By the way, I'm playing some Grateful Dead today because, people are like, well, you got to be hating on the Grateful Dead and everything. So I am playing their one decent album, The American Beauty. So anyways, okay. That's what's going on in the background.
You made me think about, you mentioned something about their guitar tone one time.
Oh, their live guitar tone is incredibly bad.
I've been messing with that. I do a little dabbling in the recording at home.
You got something for me?
Well, music-wise now, you'd never like my music, I don't.
Okay.
The idea, though, I shifted it to this new thing. It's called Aqua Nuts, and it's a culturally diverse crew of seamen sailing the high seas in a phallically shaped submarine.
Okay.
Still, am I still, like, way too far out there for, like, okay.
All right. Thanks again, George. All the best.
Yeah.
All right, George, working his ideas out, but still not hitting anything close to anything that's going to get him on base. Rocco Hale.
Huh?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, Rocco.
Oh, hey.
What's going on?
Thanks for calling. Didn't expect you were calling.
Yeah, well, you're calling me, actually. That's how that works.
Well, yeah. I really wanted to... Thank you for being nice to my sister. I hate to hog this up like the George Bush family hogging the White House, but hi.
Where are you calling from?
Same Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. So your sister called in not too long ago. Well, that was I do enjoy talking to her. I think, like I said, she just won a big prize. She is now the number one Tim and Eric fan in the entire world.
Oh, she is a big fan.
Yeah, so that's nice of you. I wanted her to thank you for passing us along to her. And it sounds like you got a nice sister, nice family, nice unit there.
A unit. Yeah. Okay. I guess he's cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, do me proud. Do you have any questions for me?
I was curious. I was curious. What's currently happening with Bedtime Stories?
Bedtime Stories is coming back next year. We're going to be writing in the fall and started writing already, but we'll be picking that up and then probably shooting sometime next year.
All right, good, because I love it.
Thank you so much. All right, Rocco, have a good one. All the best to you and your sister and your whole family.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye. How about Sebi Martinez? Sebi?
Hello?
Hi, Seb.
Hey, Tim.
How's it going, boo, 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 boo?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm a huge fan. I'm here to challenge that girl for the title of biggest Tim and Eric fan.
It can't be challenged, my friend. It's unanimous. It's unchallengeable.
That was really sweet to hear that. That was really nice.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah. I do have a question for you.
All right.
So, I'm a big fan, obviously. I'm a huge fan of, absolutely inspired by everything you guys do. You know, I love your shows, love the view. Big Eric Andre fan.
Thank you.
And, I'm also, you know, an aspiring, comedian. I'm a video artist as well. And I don't know if you've, you know, answered this question before. I'm sure you might have, but, and this isn't me sitting here like trying to pitch to you or anything, but what's the first step for someone like me or people like me who want to sort of get in touch with you guys or try to do something with you guys at some point in the future?
I mean,
or working with you or absolutely.
Well, where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm in New York.
You're in New York. Okay. Well, we're out here in LA, in Glendale specifically. So if you wanted to work for us, it would require you living here. But beyond that, you know, if you do want to make stuff, want to be a creator, want to make your own show and that kind of stuff, I would just, get it up on YouTube and send links to us. And sometimes I look at stuff. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't. And, if I see something and by the way, it doesn't, you know, I'm just one man. I've had some success finding people, and some stuff that I think is great doesn't go anywhere. But that being said, if you know the easiest way is just to, you know, send something to me on Facebook or to Twitter. And I'm not guaranteeing that I'm watching everything that gets sent, but certainly can't hurt. And I think, you know, one of the things we always tell people is if you present yourself respectfully, professionally, it's all fun and game. It's all fun to be funny and weird and make that stuff live in the work, not necessarily in the way you present yourself. So always present yourself professionally, have a clear vision of what you think it should be or what you want it to be, even though if the practicalities of the, of your, you know, your budgets or whatever don't allow you to see things fully through, but as long as your vision of that is, you know, cohesive and, clear and professional, then you have a good shot at explaining your vision to me or to whoever else you're sending it to. That would be my words of advice for you.
Great, Tim. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's all I had. I hope I get to talk to you again.
Thanks. Bye. Very polite, very wonderful group of people. I'm going to go to Majik because they've been calling in all day. Majik? I hear us click, clicky, click.
Yeah,
what's up?
Yeah, this is Ian.
Oh, hey, Ian. Tim, hey, good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Beautiful Florida. Hot down there today?
Yes, sir. It's very hot, man.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to ask you, and I'm not salty or anything, but, you know, I noticed you guys and a lot of people, they just totally avoid Florida altogether. So I was wondering if there's any, do you have any trouble here or...
It is tricky, you know. It's funny. We were gonna go down to Florida. Neil Hamburger and I were gonna try to do a tour there. When you look into doing it, it takes so long to do a real little tour there. You're looking at for doing three shows because the big cities are kind of far away from each other. So you're looking at doing like a full week just to do like three or four shows. So it's a little tricky. Tim and Eric have played there before. We've done Orlando and Fort Lauderdale and probably maybe Jacksonville, but I don't, St. Petersburg we've played. I don't know. It's just, it's the logistics of playing down there are a little troublesome when you're routing a bigger tour is really the truth. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if maybe it just has to do with like people getting arrested here famously.
No, we've never had really bad experiences there per se, but it gets just a little tricky. And then there's like, you know, it's hard to do a show in Miami. It's like one of those cities where it's like you just won't have a good experience there. I don't know. It's a tricky state to hit. And I kind of stopped worrying about trying to hit Florida too much.
Well, luckily David Lieberhardt's coming in a couple weeks. So
there you
cool.
go. You'll have something to do.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, take care. Bye. And bye. We'll take one more call, and then we'll start signing off. Marius Steen. Marius? Hello, Marius? Okay. No one's there. Are you there, Marius?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, man. I was just wondering. Hello,
First
Tim.
Of all, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Norway.
Okay, all the way from Norway.
All the way from Norway. I was just wondering, are you friends with Erik Andre?
Yes.
Have you ever considered being on his show? Is he still doing his show?
You know, it doesn't really make sense for us to do his show. You know, he's got his little world there. With the crossover doesn't really work, I think. I don't think it would. I think it would be sort of ruined. Be not the right vibe for his show. But I'm so glad that it exists. I think it's wonderful. Let me take one more call here because I do like...
All right.
Thank you very much. Christine. Peace. Christine, you're the last caller today. I hope it's going to be a successful chat. Christine Michelle Shoemaker. Oh boy, this was a mistake. She is not there. She's probably muted something that's not allowing us to hear her. Christine? Where are you? All right, fine, Christine. You've let me down once more every day. You do it. Zane Grant.
Christine?
Yes.
Zane, you got the last call today. You got the final word. What's up?
Not much. Just here in Orlando, Florida. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I mean, pretty good. We were just talking about Florida, how we never come there.
You do. You don't. You guys never come here. But like that guy said, David Liebhardt's coming. Erik Andre is actually going to be here. So that's pretty cool. We got enough people. You guys do your thing out there.
All right, cool. So what's happening?
Not much. It's a really nice day out here in Florida. Pretty warm. Came outside to talk, so I didn't have that whole echo thing going on. And I don't have much going on today, you know, but decided to call in, listen to the show. It was a pretty good show, I think.
Yeah, it was a little sort of mediocre. It was just sort of just chatting. Low stakes.
Very polite talk today. Everyone was
nice
very,
people. I'm happy for it. I don't need to get into a big argument with people today.
No, not ready for any big arguments? Sometimes that produces a little more, you know?
It's true.
Maybe that's why today was a little bit more mediocre, maybe. You know?
Yeah. And listen, if anyone wants to call in and challenge me on anything, they're welcome to do it. I feel capable of defending myself, my work, my ideas, my vision, my opinions. So listen, let me just say thanks, Zane. All the best to you and the wonderful people of Orlando. Go check out Disney World while you're down there. Wonderful little park. A lot of fun. Yeah. And folks, I just want to say thanks again. It has been wonderful talking to everybody. And I'll tell you what, folks, had a great time last week doing that Southern tour. Hopefully we'll do it again sometime soon. And be well. Have a safe 4th of July coming up on Monday. I know I'm going to be enjoying some brats, some corn on the cob. And maybe we'll catch you the week after. I don't know. We'll have to play this day by day. I don't know when I'm going to be available to do this. As you can see, if you have access to my calendar, if you can dial that in somehow, you can break into my computer and find my calendar, you see that it gets very full very quickly. And I have family obligations, and I have my own rest that I need to concern myself with. Of course, lunch and different activities during the day. But when I know when I'm going to be free, I will let you know, and we will continue this long dialogue we've been having over so many years. Now it's taking the form of office hours. Don't follow your heart. Keep it real, keep it honest, whatever.